Hello and welcome to India.
Hello, and welcome to RPM World Music. This is India Week, which is a nice coincidence because it's also Diwali. So that track was Shakti, which is Zakir Hussain, who we saw this week with John McLaughlin. And the one before that was just a little live scatting tabla thing, which is we were lucky enough to see Zakir Hussain do a pretty good version on. So yeah, I'm Tom, I'm joined by Mo.
Yes, hello. And this is RPM World Music. This is your number one specialist world music program here on Leeds Student Radio. And as Tom said, we did go and see Zakir live, so I think we've pushed him a bit today on the show.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we couldn't do what we did last week and get an interview, but he's pretty much filling the show.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's done like enough collaborations with just ridiculous number of artists, loads of projects, so a lot of what we got is all about him, but it's still pretty varied, I'd say.
Yeah, and just going back to what you said before, I can't believe it's Diwali. Like, this is the strangest thing in the world.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
We didn't even plan this around Diwali.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden cropped up.
Yeah. I actually heard, like, fireworks last night.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was Diwali or something.
Of course.
I didn't know what that was.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, yesterday was like the main day of celebration, like third day of the festival.
So. Yeah, because I remember I was walking through Hyde Park and I could just like hear fireworks and I forgot for a second, but then I remember I was like, of course,
yeah,
like, it's Diwali, like it's I don't know, it's nice that, you know, there's a huge Indian community here in Leeds because you do feel it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I mean, like you could, you know, even walking past today, you could see all the kids playing out in the street, like carefree.
Yeah.
All this type of stuff, and
yeah.
It is literally just kind of nice to have that. And also, I assume it must have been in celebration of Diwali, but there was something on in the Union this week. I'm not sure if you saw it or not.
No, I wasn't around, but was it in India Sock or Bangra Sock?
I think it must have been one of them. It was quite a huge, they took up the Riley Smith Hall,
yeah.
And you could hear the dancing and the music, and
yeah.
It was all quite enticing, but unfortunately I didn't have the pleasure of going in and seeing it myself.
That's definitely a big thing.
Yeah. So we're going to get into our next song now. And yes, we are pushing Zakir quite a lot, as I said. This is his track Bubbles on Leeds Student Radio. Stay tuned. Thank you. Yes, that was the one and only Zakir Hussain with Bubbles. You are tuned into Leeds Student Radio's RPM World Music segment, your number one specialist world music show in Leeds, and probably in beyond as well. I'm confident enough to say that. And honestly, as Tom mentioned in our previous segment, Zakir Hussain live is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, unlike any performance either of us probably ever seen, because it's just such a different style.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, it was just stripped back. It wasn't even, like, you know, you didn't need vocals, you didn't need much. It was all just the instruments doing the work, and his hands as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was drumming so fast, it literally looked like what DJs do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was ridiculous. I mean, yeah, I don't think we realised at first, like, how, like, legendary he is, and then we did a bit of research, and he was like child prodigy. He's been around like forever. He's collaborated with so many people, and it was like the best tabla player we could have asked to see.
Yeah, and I think even like him himself, surprisingly, is only one, his type of music that he does is only one specific genre, and it would be absolutely impossible to try and fit in all of India inside this 1 hour, which is a shame.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so much variety, and like we were talking about, I mean, like, he's from Mumbai, but there's all other like cultural variations. Like, the tabla is played like completely differently in the north of India to the south.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but we're gonna try and fit as much in as we can, as always.
And it's not even it's even beyond the instrument. It's just like there's completely different genres, not even between like continents, between cities. So like, what you've got in Mumbai, you haven't got in Jaipur.
Yeah.
You haven't got in Bombay. You haven't got in anything else. And I think it's just incredible that, you know, coming from England, England seems a bit boring in comparison.
Yeah. It's like, how can we compete with such a small little landmass?
Yeah, exactly. Because if you think, like, trying to fit England and India, I guess that there's about at least four different musical styles in that width.
Yeah.
In India.
Yeah.
As compared to, I don't know, we've probably got four here, but like no one listens to Morris dancing or et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And exactly. Bagpipes have slowly gone out of fashion.
Slowly.
But in speaking of diversity in Indian music, this track, I believe, is more Punjabi. I could be wrong. Get involved on the chat box. Tweet us at ThisIsLSR if I'm completely and utterly wrong, which I probably am. But this is called Jin Mahi. Thank you. Hello and welcome back to RPM World Music. We are covering India this week, the wonderful, wonderful India. And our next discussion that we're going to have is about Bollywood. How much experience do you have with Bollywood, Tom?
I can't say I have very much at all, but I'm open to it.
And the thing that worries people about Indian music, as we've sort of the, like, specifically the tracks that we've played, for instance, I think it is accessible to people who are open to new things.
Yeah.
Whereas I think it'd be very hard to catch it on the airwaves here, because just as we said last week, a lot of it's linguistic.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's actually like rhythmic, because as I said last week, people love the 4/4 beat house beat. But like, for instance, with that Zakir Hussain, the drumming completely takes away any sort of like beat at all.
It was really noticeable as well at that concert. Like, he'd be playing with like bansuri player, just be the two of them, and at times it would seem like they were playing in completely different rhythms and tempos, and then suddenly they both come in on the same beat, and that was when everyone would applaud, because that's like the moments like British people can like understand. Well, it's universal, but like, and it was insane how they can do that, you know.
Yeah, and I just remember like me and you were trying to at least bop our heads, tap our hands, like whatever, try and get a beat going, and just couldn't happen. Like, and it is like kind of mesmerizing as well. Just, you know, even like when there's other instruments added in, it is very like mesmerizing. It's sort of and calming at the same time. I get that with Indian music, even like the happiest of tracks, for instance, like they play in Bollywood, tend to be the very happy get people together tracks. They're just so calming. It's just like relaxing.
I mean, the sitar is a good example of an instrument. The sympathetic strings, it's just like drones, you know, and it's the same like keynote the whole time. It's not like jazz, like jumping around keys everywhere.
But at the same time, to the calming effect, I think it's also really good that in terms of, you know, the actual, you know, Bollywood thing, to pick up that as we discussed in our show about Brazil as well, and with Monica last week, the Brazilians use music to, you know, pick people up, although the lyrics might be very, very dark. Like, the beat's actually happy, and I feel that, you know, with Bollywood, it seems to be like that as well. I mean, I don't speak any of the Indian languages, but I just gather that from the, you know, the scenes that are played.
Yeah.
Because like, that's the thing about music, again, you don't have to understand it.
Yeah.
I mean, when they put it to pictures and their subtitles as well, just, you know, you can get the whole image.
Yeah, totally. And you can see like how appealing it is from, I mean, Bollywood's like such a massive industry nowadays, isn't it?
And so, in speaking of Bollywood, I've picked selected two tracks from various films. One of them, the first one I've actually watched, I watched it on a plane.
Nice.
It's called Chennai Express. I've forgotten the storyline completely. But yeah, I'll let the music do the talking again. So this one is called Titli, and yes, it's from Chennai Express. This is RPM World Music. Stay tuned.
जैसे चुमें धीरों को कोई नूर आसमां पे लिख दूं तेरी तारीफों में चश्मे बदलूं
of students in Leeds.
Oye challa India to aaya challa India to aaya challa India to
ਆਇਆ ਵਜਿੰਦੜੀ ਨੂੰ ਕੰਮ ਤੇ ਲਾਇਆ ਵਸਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਖਿੱਚਦੀ ਮਾਇਆ ਰਾਤ ਦਿਨ ਟੈਕਸੀ ਚਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਆਪੇ ਮੋਟੇ ਡਾਲਰ ਕਮਾਉਂਦਾ ਲੜਾਈਆਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਲੜਾਈਆਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੇ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਨਾ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਹੁਣ ਨਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਫਿਕਰਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੀਆਂ ਪਲ ਦੋ ਪਲ ਕਰ ਲੈ ਯਾਰੀਆਂ ਗੱਲ ਮੰਨ ਲੈ ਮੇਰੀ ਔਰ ਕਿਤੇ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਦੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਾਲੇ ਨਾ ਚੱਲਾ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਸੇਕੇ ਗੋਰੀਆਂ ਮੇਮਾ ਦੇਖੇ ਲੱਭ ਕੇ ਨੈਣਾ ਦੇ ਦੇਖੇ ਜਮ ਰੱਜ ਰੱਜ ਕਰਦਾ ਪੂਰੀਆਂ ਏਸ਼ਾ ਕਰਦਾ
Hello and welcome back to Leeds Student Radio. You are tuned in again to the RPM World Music Show, and this week we are covering the beautiful country, subcontinent, whatever you may call it, India. And that track was from, is called Challa, and it's from the film Crook 1, which I haven't seen, but thankfully our feature presenter, future co-presenter possibly, Amy, sent that in. Unfortunately she couldn't be here today. Because she's got a lot of work, you know, us uni students, we do work. We don't just sit around doing nothing. So, we played for you earlier, just to bring it back up again, possibly for the billionth time, some people might get annoyed, about Zakir Hussain and his live performance. And I just wanted to jump back to that quickly, because I think a lot of people might be a bit confused about the fact that the song at the start that we played after the opening was... not just normal traditional instruments. It was something very modern. Do you want to open that up a bit more?
Yeah, so that album was The Melody of Rhythm. I think it was 2009, and it was him with a banjo and cello player. And also on the album they actually had the Detroit Symphony Orchestra playing in the album as well. So like, yeah, it was big collaborations going on. And yeah, he also, like, one of the first tracks we played was him with John McLaughlin's band Shakti, which was in the 70s. Yeah, Zakir's played with a lot of people, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it's kind of interesting as well that, you know, the Indian vibe, as it were, was still being kept on that track. And I think it's very similar to that that track that I played after the following track after that as well, because the following track after that does have a lot of Western influence with the sort of bass.
Yeah, definitely. And that, yeah,
we sort of like slowed down a little bit, but still maintain the Indian-ness.
Yeah.
If you can say that. I think, I'm not sure how much Western influence there is on Indian music, but I think it's still relatively sort of pure, would you say?
Yeah, I think like, definitely like the classical tradition still going strong. Like, I mean, when we saw Zakir, it was Indian classical music. It was the long ragas, long improvisations. But I mean, that's amazing in itself that he'll still tour that stuff.
Yeah.
But he's still doing all sorts of other stuff all the time with just recording and stuff.
Yeah, and I think the good thing about world music is that, you know, there are certain aspects of non-world music, general Western music, that mm-hmm. that can be applied to it and can bring a completely different vibe, because music is all about creativity. Mm-hmm. And I think Indians have mastered that, sayingly, about Zakir and the way he plays the tabla.
Yeah, yeah.
Or however many tablas he plays. I wouldn't want to give him more than about five, because I think he'll still be able to conquer them.
I just
think, you know, it's so interesting to hear Indian music for what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
As well, because like I said, it's such a huge continent, and even hearing a little bit, you do get a flavour of sort of life, because everyone pictures the hustle and bustle and all that type of thing, and then everyone also pictures the lovely riverside towns as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I think hopefully we've been able to portray that to the listeners throughout the show.
Yeah, yeah, I'd hope so, yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
So, in speaking of fusion, Zakir Hussain, Western influence, would you care to introduce the next song, please, Tom?
Yeah, so this next one is a project, Tabla Beat Science, which was founded in 1999 with Zakir Hussain, and it's like a lot of tablas going on, but then it's kind of electronical almost as well. And in this was a guy, Talvin Singh and Trilok Gurtu, who we'll talk about more after this, about what projects they went on to do as well. But this one is Palmistry by Tabla Beat Science. Thank you. So that was Tabla Beat Science, and that is Zakir Hussain's project with a bunch of other really cool musicians. One we're going to talk about next, Trilok Gurtu. He was a tabla player as well, born in Mumbai as well, actually. And similar to Zakir, he's done all sorts of collaborations. He's also played with John McLaughlin. He's played with Don Cherry, all sorts of crazy people. And this next one is quite a recent one he did. It's called Etnosur, and you'll definitely hear the kind of more modern music that's coming out of India and the kind of jazzy side of it that tabla goes really well with as well. This one is Etnosur. I'm not going to do that. So that was Trilok Gurtu with Etnosur. Just a kind of example of the modern stuff that's coming out of India as well.
Yeah, that was this is such a crazy track. I mean, it's got so many layers to it, and like the drumming, and like you can also hear the Western influence with that sax.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
it's just incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So he was a tabla player, but also learned drum kit, like standard drum kit. Although apparently he doesn't play sitting down. He plays in this like kneeling position.
Yeah.
And he does all this stuff, like he puts cymbals underwater to get this shimmering effect and stuff. So yeah, definitely, like, yeah, you can hear like how good the drumming is from having played tabla as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
And I think it's ridiculous that we've only got a couple of minutes left, to be quite honest. I mean, like each time I come in here, I'm always surprised, impressed. All this stuff, like, it just gets better and better by the day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely, like, it's a lot of fun for us as well, like, finding all this new music each week. Like,
yeah.
You know, we don't necessarily even, like, India, I didn't know a lot about the music before this week, but just, if you just, yeah, do a bit of searching, like, there's some amazing stuff from, you know, all over the world.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so that is us. That is us out of time. I've been Mo, and thank you very much, Tom, co-producing once again. We are going to sign out with one final track, if you'd like to introduce that for the final time.
Yeah, so this is another guy who played on that tabla beat science we played before with Zakir and Trilok Gurtu. This guy is Talvin Singh, and he has done a lot as well. He's London-born, but he has played the tabla as well. He spent like a couple of years in India learning from like a kind of tabla guru, as they do, taught through oral tradition. And he kind of got into doing, he produces music as well. He does a lot of Asian underground kind of electronica music. And he also did the percussion on Bjork's album Debut, and like did some direction for that as well. And this one is called Ananta, and it's really cool. It's basically electronica, but using tablas, which he was playing, and then sitar, and all this sampling and reversing stuff going on. So this is Ananta. We've been RPM World Music. Tune in next week. Cheers.